But first this morning, problems have emerged with the federal government's deposits guarantee, which it only announced 9 days ago. The government's promise to cover all deposits for 3 years was generally welcomed, but Australia's largest mortgage fund, which isn't covered by the guarantee, is expected today to put a hold on withdrawals. The $2.9 billion Challenge Howard Mortgage Fund is set to be the first of several to take such action, fearful that nervous investors will take their money and head to the big banks. So serious is the problem, the Investment and Financial Services Association has asked for emergency meetings with government ministers and Treasury officials in Canberra tomorrow. The association's CEO, Richard Gilbert, is speaking here with Lisa Miller.
The industry clearly has to work with government on getting a package for the products which fall just under bank account products. So in that regard, you've got cash management trusts, you've got mortgage trusts, and you've also got the cash elements in super funds and even bond funds. The industry is well regulated, I need to stress that, but because of the announcement a fortnight ago by the government, there has been pressure on some of these funds. And so consequently, we need to go back to Canberra and talk through the package. I think the government in its own mind didn't envisage this happening, and it probably had good reason for that, but subsequent experience in America has shown that money market funds will come under attack once you guarantee bank accounts.
How many of the funds are facing this situation, that people are wanting to withdraw their money?
Look, let me say, the issue is an issue that's not actually happening right now.
So people aren't withdrawing their funds yet?
Overwhelmingly, there's good, steady, responsible behaviour, but the financial planning community is in contact with us saying that this is an emerging issue.
So if the government doesn't change the policy, what's the worst-case scenario?
Look, the government has been very responsive and responsible during this process, and I'm confident that when we sit down with the Treasury officials tomorrow and also go up on the Hill tomorrow, that we'll get good responses.
But if Challenger is, as reported, from today putting a hold on any withdrawals on one of their mortgage funds, then clearly this is a very urgent situation.
That's for you to judge, but we will be looking at this from an industry perspective. And let me say, there have been freezes put on funds before in this industry, and it is a protective mechanism because what it does do, it protects the investors as a whole. And that's one of the very constructive elements of the regulation.
Well, as soon as Challenger does this, do you think other funds will follow suit?
It depends on their liquidity structure and how their investments will work. Let me say, these funds are not identical. They have differences and different liquidity strategies.
Well, how urgent is it that the federal government reviews the guidelines of this deposit guarantee?
Look, let me say, we are confident the government will talk to us constructively, just as they did with the banks a fortnight ago, and they were able to act reasonably quickly. And so that is why I'm optimistic.
And that was that report from CEO Richard Gilbert speaking there with Lisa Miller.